Right, Ness, really good to have you here. Let's welcome Ness. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It'll be good over the course of the weekend to get to know you all a bit better and get to know some names. I do know some names. I know quite a few faces because having been around the block for a little while and been involved with River for quite a long time, I do recognise quite a few faces. So it's going to be fun. So really the things that I just wanted to share this evening. You know that this is a new season for you as the journey. And I don't think it's a coincidence that you're in a new venue for the first time. You're here in a new space and it's different to the spaces you've been in before. There might be some things about this place that you like more than previous spaces you've been in. There may be some things about this space that you like less. But the whole thing with new seasons and with change is there's always a mix, isn't there? There's always a mix of some gains and some losses. But the thing I think I just wanted to just help us to reflect on at the start of this time together is that when we don't quite know what the change is going to look like, when we don't quite know what the future is holding, that we can intentionally put our hands into the very big hand of the one who does know. And I just think that's wonderfully reassuring. We don't know what the future holds for us individually. We don't know what exactly the future holds for the journey, but we do know that we're putting our hand into his big hand. And we do know this, that the journey was first dreamt up by God. You know, Vicky got a hold of a vision, but that vision came from the heart of God. And if the journey was dreamt up by Father God, was initiated by him, then he is the one who continues to undergird it and see it through to fulfillment of all that was in those original dreams that God had. That God, Father God, is more committed to the continued fruition and faithfulness and outworking of the dream. God is more committed to that than anyone in this room. That Jesus Christ is the most active member of this church community. He's actually the most active member of the leadership team. That's why, that's what, something I say back home to our guys is we can, all of us, we should be able to pick up and lay down leadership roles. Because if Jesus is truly the head of the church, which means he's truly the head of every expression of his church, his body, then he is the team leader. He's the most active member of the leadership team. And so we, as we're kind of thinking about the fact that this year, 2018, is going to be a year where there's going to be change, as Vicky hands on the leadership, that it's really okay. It really is. We put our hand into the hand of the one who's got it. You know, scripture tells us, Jesus says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. How can a gate prevail anyway? A gate, if you think about it, is just a static thing. It's just a gate. It can't prevail. It can't take ground. Whereas the church of Jesus Christ, man, now that is something that can take ground. Because the church of Jesus Christ is led by the one who has defeated death and darkness and all the things that would seek to hold us back. And we are, as bearers of the divine image, we're full, aren't we, of the power of heaven. And because of that, the gates of hell will not prevail. And we continue to move and advance and go forward. Now, different people have different responses to change. Some people love change. Way, yeah! You know, they're the kind of people who kind of love moving house and love moving job. And there's other people who are like, change is a little bit uncomfortable. I just like things as they are. You know, the kinds of people who, if they go to a restaurant, they will choose exactly the same thing on the menu. For holidays, they'll go to exactly the same place. Because actually, there's something very comforting, isn't there, about familiarity. And so I want us to do just a little bit of reflecting, and again, just keep God's perspective on it. That for some of us, there's struggles that we will have with the fact that things are going to be changing. For some people, they're really up for it. But the truth is, isn't it, that change is here to stay. That actually, whether we like it or not, we are all of us in continuous change. You look at our bodies. Our bodies look different now to how they did 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Part of the human condition is that change is here to stay. And so there's a sense in which we kind of, even if we're the sorts of people that don't like change, we kind of just have to let go of the myth that we're in control and the myth that things can stay as they are. Just look at your body. Things cannot stay as they are. But it's okay, because we put our hand into the big hand of the one who knows exactly what's going on. The boss, the governor, the Lord, the King of Kings, the one who's in control. And so I'm just going to ask everyone to take a bit of paper and to draw around your hands. So you draw around your left hand and you draw around your right hand. And then where you've drawn around your left hand, I want you to write down maybe some of the things that you're scared about as you think about this being a year of change. And then your right hand, maybe the five finger outlines, to write down the things that you are looking forward to about this being a year of change. What are you excited about? Okay? But before you do any of the writing, just intentionally, in your kind of mind's eye, place your hand into the big hand of God, the original dreamer of the journey, the one who's more committed to the flourishing of this community than anybody else in the room. Okay, so put your hand in his hand before you write into the outline of your own hands. That makes sense? So put one left hand down, draw around it, right hand down, draw around it. And then on the inside of the left hand, the things you're a little bit scared about to do with change. And in the right hand, the things that you're looking forward to about change.